66 degrees downtown in Houghton and Hancock at Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station 97.7 The Wolf. Couple of special guests in the studio who have a big night planned tonight. Ed Benda is here. Paul Stanko is here. Both of them involved with the movie Superior, which makes its Michigan debut tonight at the Calumet Theater. Ed and Paul, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having us, Todd.
Yeah, Todd, we are so stoked to be here.
I bet you are just very excited because this has been a project that has gone on for how long?
The origin of the story happened in 1971, but I suppose I first heard about it almost 4 years ago. And we were up here just a little over a year ago. Our caravan of vehicles rolled into town in June 23rd,
yeah,
last summer. We were here for a month, and now here we are a year later with a finished film.
A finished film about what?
It's about two best friends on a 1,300-mile bike ride around Lake Superior.
Yeah, hearing you talk about the 39-degree water out there, that sounds about right.
That's way out there. The 39-degree is way out there.
Oh, yeah, but it gets to hot tub temperatures, 50 degrees by the shoreline.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's two friends in the summer of 1969 going off to different directions at the age of 18 who decide to go on one huge adventure, an adventure that I'm sure many of us can relate to, if not necessarily an experience, but certainly in kind of aspiration of going on a long bike ride around Lake Superior.
But what made you decide to turn this into a movie? What did you see about the story that said to you, this would show well in 90 minutes or so on a big screen?
Well, I looked at it as being a young man who kind of was at a juncture in life of figuring out my future and what I wanted to do. And when I first heard the story of my uncle Carl Benda and his cousin, my second cousin, Dan Dudza Juntila, going on this bike ride, and I became so fascinated with a time and a place where that was possible. And having grown up here in Michigan and spending summers up here in the Keweenaw, I knew this was a beautiful place that needed to be on film, and this was the right way to do it.
Now, Paul, you star in this movie. What drew you to it?
It was the multi-million dollar paycheck.
Is that what it was?
It was all for the gold doubloons.
Yeah, I understand you're buying Mel Gibson's home now.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're gonna build an estate out here on Lake Superior. Ed is a fantastic storyteller, and you can just tell the way that he kind of talks about the movie. But not only was the script fantastic, but the chance to film out here in Calumet, Michigan, and in the surrounding area, it's an adventure of a lifetime. And it's a part of the country that I had never been to. So I was excited to be able to sort of take this adventure for real while we were filming the adventure of the movie. So it was kind of a twofold experience as an actor. It's a lot of our work is done in sound stages or on studio lots, where it's all artificially created with, that Hollywood movie magic. But this is the real deal. I mean, all of the bike riding, all of the wilderness, nothing was shot in a sound stage.
It's sweat, all real. Tears, and bug bites.
Yeah, all of that is authentic.
Are very real.
That has to make it challenging, though, because when you're in a sound stage or a studio, you're controlled. You don't have wind woofing at the microphones. You don't have wind blowing actors' hair this way, that way, the other way. You don't have bugs biting you.
It is true, but I think it somewhat in this kind of twofold kind of motif is that it's gorgeous everywhere. In a soundstage, you can turn the camera too far left, and you're looking at a black wall or a PA holding a croissant. Whereas up here,
wait a minute, you have PAs that bring croissants?
No, they eat croissants.
How do I get that?
But up here, it was, there's a reason they call it God's country. Is it truly is one of the most beautiful places on earth? And anywhere you point the camera, no matter what was happening in frame, there was something gorgeous to look at.
So, Paul, you and Ed, and there was one other actor who was...
That's Thatcher Robinson.
Yeah.
He wanted to be here with us for the premiere, but he's actually shooting something out in San Francisco now.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for him. You don't turn that kind of thing down.
No, definitely not. I said you don't turn the Calumet Theater down, but,
Thatcher. I can understand why maybe he didn't buy into that argument. But you guys come up here, And what, just crossed your fingers that you'd find local actors and local people to help you with this?
A little bit. I have to give a lot of credit to Rick Allen, an associate producer of the film, who had his own project, Mutt, that he was working on somewhat prior to our arrival. And we had an open casting call, I guess, a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
And it really was. It was crossing our fingers and seeing who walked through the door. But what I knew as the writer... is that we didn't need actors. What we needed were excited, enthusiastic people who were from here, who understood what it was to be from here and to represent Michigan and kind of the upper Midwest. And when we had enthusiastic people, many of whom will be in attendance tonight at 7 p.m. at the Calumet Theater, they brought so much of themselves to their characters. And that was all I could ask for, and then so much more. Their enthusiasm for learning how long and arduous a filming process is. I have to give a special acknowledgement to Sherry Saarinen, who had to be with us for an overnight. And bless her heart, it was, you know, making a movie is a very long, arduous process, and certainly it's a blue collar town with hardworking people who worked hard and gave a lot of themselves to this movie.
Yeah.
Paul, was it a challenge for you? Because you are an actor.
I pretend to be, yes.
You play one on TV.
But now all of a sudden, you're working up against people who don't have the kind of training and framework for doing what they're doing that you do. Was that a challenge?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it was an absolute pleasure. It really, you would think that, you know, kind of when you frame it that way, that there was some sort of like difference in skill or experience. But really what I found was it was incredibly comfortable to work with someone because, like Ed said, you know, it wasn't like working with another actor. It was just like working with the real person, like working with the waitress in the diner in Sherry's case, or being with my mom in the case of Chris Cairo, or finding Al Jawalski in a cabin in the middle of the woods, as the case is for Harvey Desnick. And you'll get to see kind of what all of those people come to in the film, which is at the theater tonight and tomorrow, 7
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah, but let's clarify that, because that's a lot what this is about. Yeah. The film is going to be at the Calumet Theater, shown on the big screen tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Correct.
And then you guys and some other people from the cast and the crew will be available after the showings to answer questions and talk about.
We'll show the movie, and then we'll be on stage. We'll have a few of us that are behind the camera people, and we'll have some local actors on stage to kind of do a Q&A. And really, please bring your questions, bring your curiosities. We look forward to talking about it. It is free and open to the public. Anyone is welcome to come out and see the film. I will say we are accepting donations at the exit to support the Calumet Theater, who are so gracious in hosting us, as well as, I guess this is our first reveal, is the people of the Keweenaw who attend will have the opportunity to be the first owners of the official movie poster.
Right.
For Superior. The very first posters will be sold at the Calumet Theater tonight. And I'm sure Paul's been practicing his autograph since before he could walk.
I could be a NASCAR driver.
You got a couple of Sharpies going
so
for
sure,
you there.
Exactly. Sure, come out, enjoy the film, ask questions, get yourself a Superior poster, and maybe even Paul Stanko will sign it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Guaranteed, Paul Stanko will sign it, even if you don't ask him to.
eBay 25 years from now, after you've just won your third Oscar, that's going
right,
to be
Todd,
worth a
that's,
whole
like,
lot of
I
money.
I like this right. future.
It's
that
an
you're
investment.
Paying.
I like it.
Hey, I'm an optimist. What can I say?
Absolutely.
Now that you're done with it, what do you do with it?
That's the million
really
dollar
good question.
Truly, the million dollar question is the reality of the indie film business is there are a lot of independent films out there, and so what we have to do is find our audience and find who wants to see this film and then take that to the rest of the world, and so that's kind of the cop out answer, because I wish I had a release date that I could give everybody, and I wish I could say it's going to be on DVD at this time. But right now we are putting in the legwork of showing that there are people out there who are excited about this film, much like our audience here, much like our audience in Hollywood a couple months ago. And we will continue to do that for the rest of this year, kind of all over the country. And then once we've really demonstrated that people love Superior, and I certainly believe people will, and people have thus far, then we can officially take it out and have a release, be it theatrically, online, on DVD.
Yeah, and what Ed is kind of saying too is there's a very unique opportunity here tonight and tomorrow for all the folks in Calumet to come see a movie that not many people have seen. This is a very kind of exclusive opportunity.
Incredibly exclusive. Yeah.
And it was very important to us that we got to show this to the people who had contributed so much and shown us so much support. So we're excited to be able to show it to you.
What has the reaction been as you have shown this, particularly to people who know the film business and understand what makes a film work or fail?
It's kind of funny. The initial reaction from most people is surprise, which can be good and bad. But I think it's surprises that we're a very young group of filmmakers, and we set out to make what we believe is a good film, but not only from a story standpoint, but also from a quality standpoint. And I think most people their initial reactions are, wow, that looked incredible. It looked like a movie. Which to me is like, yeah, well, you know, we tried.
Yeah.
We were trying to make it look like a
movie. But an awful lot of people who try it wind up looking like a bunch of people walking around with camcorders.
Right.
Yeah.
And which, you know, is a pitfall, but we filmed on an incredible camera. Alex Bell, my business partner and our director of photography, is so incredible with his composition and with, you know, his use of light. And certainly filming up here, you know, we could point the camera anywhere and we knew it would look gorgeous. And so the initial reaction from everyone is, this film is beautiful. And that just, you know, warms my heart every time. And everyone will have a chance to see that tonight at 7 at the Calumet Theater.
Yeah, and I think, too, just to give you kind of a frame of reference of how people respond to the film, the only other place this has premiered is in Hollywood at Grauman's Chinese Theater, which people are familiar with. And we did sell out that house. So
cool.
And that was a pretty exciting experience to be able to be in, you know, a 450-seat theater with all eyes glued to the screen. And I can tell you, you know, when I wasn't nervously biting my nails, it seemed like people were very much enjoying
people
the
really
film.
Did.
So,
well, and those are people, I suspect many of them, who really know the film business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, up here we see films, but we don't get exposed to making films. People in Hollywood, they know more about that than we do.
Yes, they know how the sausage is made. That's
definitely.
For sure. And I think that's also an important note of kind of how a movie is released is, you know, most of the country, when you hear the first time you're hearing about a movie is when the movie business wants you to hear about it, is when they already have a release date, when they already have a plan. And so for many people that have been following this film are learning the hard way that it is a long process. And there are, you know, hopefully this isn't the story for our film, but there are movies that were filmed and made, you know, 5-10 years ago that still haven't been released. And, you know, knock on wood, that's not the plan for our film, but it is a long process. And so you're kind of getting the peek behind the curtain and you're finding out that the Wizard of Oz is just a bunch of normal guys trying to make it work.
Just a bunch of blonde dudes on bicycles.
Yeah. So normal blonde dudes on bicycles. Paul, what's next for you?
Well, I actually, Thatcher's out in San Francisco shooting fun movies. I'm getting ready to wait tables down at a local diner in Los Angeles. I actually have the next film I'm involved in is actually a very fun one. It's called Severus Snape and the Marauders, and it's a Harry Potter fan film that's going to be released online at the end of this year, hopefully. And then I have a play going up in Los Angeles at the Atwater Village Theater. If you want to get tickets out to see me in L.A., and that's going up in September through November. So,
well, good luck with those projects.
Thank you. Yeah,
I certainly hope things go well and your career moves forward and works wonderfully for you.
Well, I'll always owe a part of it to Calumet, Michigan. That'll be for sure.
And Ed, what is next for you?
Well, we as we kind of continue down the road of Superior, I like to think of it as a bit of a road show as we kind of tour the country. Up next is with the same team that brought you Superior, Alex Bell, Stephen Helstad, and hopefully many others. We're piecing together a movie that we're going to be shooting next summer.
Whoa, this is kind of exclusive information.
That's the plan as of right now. But of course, plans are subject to change. But we're in the early stages of putting together our next project. You know, we've had such an incredible experience making Superior together that we kind of looked at each other and said, let's do this again. And that's the plan. So
that bodes well for Superior.
Yeah, it does.
Although
yeah.
I've heard stories over the years about Hollywood movies where everything was just contentious and terrible, and the movies came out wonderful. I think Casablanca went through four directors or something like that.
It can.
Doesn't always work for you, but you like to think that it would.
Absolutely, and I think that does it. You're right. It speaks volumes to Superior is that every single person that worked on this movie is someone that I would gladly call again and do call again. And
I hope so.
Yeah. and we the plan is to make another one and make another one and keep on living the dream and telling incredible stories.
Well, I wish you good luck and success, and certainly wish the movie good luck and success.
I am looking
forward to it. Again, showings are at the Calumet Theater tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And free will donations taken to help out the Calumet Theater. Mm-hmm. There are some reasons you can't charge for this.
There are some reasons. It impacts what our initial theatrical release is. And also, despite whatever kind of actual legal reasons there might be, the big thing is that this movie belongs to these people. This movie belongs to this region and the people who gave their time and energy and support, and even something as simple as a comment or like on Facebook. All of it came from here. And so to share the movie is more important than any sort of monetary return at this point.
Yeah, the showing 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Afterward, a chance to talk with and ask questions of the actors and the producers and the technical people who are involved in putting the movie together, including a number of the local actors who were involved in it. Rick Allen will be moderating tonight.
Correct.
I will be moderating tomorrow night.
That's right.
I am so looking forward to seeing this film.
Great.
And Ed and Paul, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and good luck.
Thank you for having us.
It's Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.